Well, hello, everyone. This is Joan, and my co-hosts today are Georgette and Kathleen McGarry.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Okay. So just to begin with, before we get started, and I turn this over to Joe and Kathleen, I have one announcement to make. Of course, this is a video and an audio. I will post the audio on the Gridmasters page of your private page today. The audio, the video part will be posted sometime tomorrow. So it's usually a day later because my webmaster has to do that. He has to compress the file and do that. So at any rate, and then next Sunday at the same time, we will have our post conference call with Milena. So that's all I have for you right now. So let's turn this over to Joe and Kathleen.
Okay, thank you, Joan. Hi, everybody. I think y'all know I'm Joe. You want to say hi, Kathleen?
I did, but I'll say it again. Hi, everyone.
Okay. To get us started, Kathleen and I are going to lead us in Katumi's prayer. And if you want to, you know, read along, we're not asking you to unmute yourself. Feel free to do so. So this is Katumi's prayer. So I am light.
Glowing light.
Radiating light.
Intensified light.
God consumes my darkness, transmuting it
into light.
This day, I am a focus of the central sun.
Flowing through me is a crystal river, a living fountain of light that can never be qualified by human thought and feeling.
I am an outpost of the divine.
Such darkness as has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light, which I am.
I am, I am, I am light.
I live, I live, I live in light.
I am light's fullest dimension. I am light's purest intention.
I am light, light, light. Flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the kingdom of heaven.
Okay, so we're going to have a short centering meditation. So take a deep breath, be in your sacred heart. Aware of your ground to your earth star. Notice how your triads are all merged, operating as one vast unified field of light. Breathe in love. And breathe out light. Breathe in light. Breathe out love. Breathe in love. And breathe out light. Continue the breath. And from the love that you are, that you give the gentle command for your Merkaba to activate to its fullest dimension. And then, one by one, and our Merkabahs that's filing to our beautiful, luminous crucible. Acknowledge the presence of many great beings of light who are part of our crucible. The 12th dimensional elemental kingdom. The winged ones. The dolphins and the whales. The white fire dragon. The white lion. The lords of light. Archangels, the Syrian Archangelic League of Light, the Pleiadian Consortium, the Arcturians, the Andromedans, and many, many others. So as we listen to today's message with our ears, it is also coming through the light, and we receive it through our luminous light bodies, our mental emotional bodies, and all of our subtle bodies, from where it then seeps into our physical bodies, into our cells, and into our organs, into our blood. The purpose of our Gridmaster's calls is to transmit the element of love, unity, consciousness, and stability to humanity and the earth, including the earth, the inner earth community, and the elementals. We are now asked to do this often, daily even, perhaps in our morning meditation, or at some point during the day when you can get quiet, so it's not limited to our monthly Gridmaster's calls only, but a continuous flow. This will be a tremendous benefit to humanity, to the earth, and to ourselves. We agreed in 2016 to hold the fifth dimensional consciousness stably in our bodies. We're now capable of doing this, and we're called upon to do this. So foster this vibration in yourselves, and it will transmit and radiate around the clock, rapidly accelerate your ascension and the ascension of the entire planet.
Metatron spoke to us in preparation for this call yesterday, and he will join us shortly. He wanted to acknowledge the wonderful work we have done as a group and to state that the Ascended Masters and Archangelics have been very pleased and even surprised by how much we've done in these last 5 years. That said, there's much to do to anchor what we did at the Light Conference, and that is why we are here today. Metatron must have used the word stability at least 5 times during the course of our call yesterday. He said the fifth dimensional template of stability and love is the most important energetic we can hold on the planet at this time, during this time of great upheaval and change. He would like us to transmit this daily from our hearts to the planet and her inhabitants. Metatron would like us also to include here the element of love, unity, and stability within the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional templates, which are now part of the quantum field that he introduced us to and anchored in the fifth dimensional light packet in the eighth strand of our DNA and our soul star. Stability, especially from this fifth dimensional template, will be our mission for the next coming year. We will be transmitting these templates with all their included sound and light codes from within the light body and our physical body in the DNA light packets. He said to transmit from the heart, which accesses the physicality and the purity of our human intentions. They are contained within us and are part of us, so it takes no special effort. Just be who you are, sending love to our beloved planet and all living beings here. Metatron said that the 12 dimensional elemental imprints we received on the second day in the afternoon were so important and massive that we may have thought of them as an afterthought during the light conference, but it was not. In fact, it was an extremely important component of the weekend. It was a gift to the earth, and the earth needs this imprint desperately in this time of great change because it will provide the actual prime directive of the original 12th dimensional template, as it was created and positioned in the 12th dimension through the elementals of the earth. It will now allow the inner earth communities to operate at this dimensional sequence for the first time since the fall, and to begin to change things at the deep level of the inner earth. It is anchoring the 12th dimensional Christed matrix through the element of love and stability. We will share more as we move through this transmission, but I'm now honored to introduce Metatron, who will give us a special message related to our work today.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Metatron. I am delighted to be speaking with you today. Much was asked of you. During this last year of your time, not only these last many months, but in this conference, in this light conference, we ask you to join us, the full crucible of every member. And you responded and said, yes, we will come and we will gather with you and we will receive these massive light templates that you are helping us to receive in the quantum field. You took it seriously and you sat in silence to receive. You have continued to integrate in silence of your homes and your environment. And this is so important in the months coming forth. I do not want to discuss with you the upheaval and the clearing that is taking place worldwide and within all human communities. What I am here to discuss is what you bring to the table, beloveds. You bring a massive influx of light through your body. As Joe has said earlier in the conversation, we ask you in 2016 to hold stably that fifth dimensional light template in your physical body. And you did just that as best you could. And as the years transpired in your time, you could hold it even more stably and more light-filled. Now you are capable of holding not only the stability, but the electromagnetic field around your body and impact you personally and collectively impact the electromagnetic field of the earth itself, because you are part of the human community. You are part of the physical realm. So now you not only transmit instability, that fifth dimensional light template, but you transmit it with the influence of the not only the fifth, but the sixth and the seventh dimensional light templates, which you have retrieved and are functioning and being downloaded throughout this coming year. They are that massive. I want to talk about that sixth dimensional light template and the importance of the equilibrium and the changes that have taken place within your mental emotional body. And as you transmit this, the fullness of this equilibrium from your sixth dimensional light template, you begin to also transmit it in the quantum field to all humans on Earth and to the Earth itself, changing the way in which you are able to use your mental emotional body in the highest expression of your divinity. This is what you have accomplished. It's not finished. It will take this full year to fully integrate that, but you are well on your way. And we want to tell you how appreciative our community is with the impact that you are having on all humans and on the Earth itself. And of course, we cannot leave out that seventh dimensional light template of love and unity and the element of love and the importance of establishing that in full equilibrium within your mental emotional body and the mental emotional body of all humans on Earth at this time. The element of love is of prime importance so that no human consciously moves backwards or creates unlike themselves as a spirit, as a soul spirit, as a divine image. So these are very important light templates, beloveds, that you are capable of transmitting to the world, to all humans. Now, the second thing I want to talk about is the importance of that 12th dimensional imprint on the elementals. That influence on the current functioning of the elemental community was massive because it begins to put them in touch with their original state, their original purpose for creating beauty, harmony, love, unity in a physical way for the planet Earth and for all humans. So now they can begin the work at hand to create a new world, a new human iteration, not only in the fifth dimension, but the fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, because of this imprint that has been established within that community and within the Christed Matrix, had a big impact on that Christed Matrix. During this conference, and during the conference, during this meeting, and also during all future meetings, as a collective consciousness, all humans, all part of this seating of the divine community, the crucible, which are the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Archangelic League of many planets, the archangelic realm, the ascended master realm, the lords of light, the Elohim, all parts of our community joined together in the quantum field now for these various transmissions and for the reception of various teachings that will be implemented before the close of this sitting of the divine session and the completion of this portion, of this five-year portion of the sitting of the divine image, because you have accomplished that. So I want you to gather with me now. Take a deep breath and join with me in the quantum field. Take a deep breath as you enter and you know and are aware of the full components of this crucible in the quantum field. This quantum field is now becoming more familiar to you. The vast colors, the unlimited creative possibilities, the sound currents, the beautiful harmonic sounds that emanate from this field, and the beauty and the light, the undifferentiated light of the all that is all part of this massive, massive quantum field. It enables you to be physically present within the quantum field, but also physically present within your communities and within the Earth itself. So you are absolutely able to function in two worlds simultaneously as you familiarize yourself with this quantum field. It only takes your intention to move into it. And in the silence of your being, you are there with us. So now, I invite Joe and Kathleen to continue with their presentations.
Thank you, Metatron, for that wonderful message. And we're always so grateful for everything that you and our crucible does for us. So I was going to say this. Kathleen, we scripted a lot of this, and part of this was we're going to take you into the quantum field, and we're going to continue to do that, even though Metatron has already taken us there. So it might be redundant, but we can just enjoy the trip twice. So let's take a deep breath and notice yourself. Notice your unified field. And give it the command, if it's not already, to spin at light, 100% light. Deep breath. Now give it the command to raise to 120% light. Pure, wispy, radiant light. And now raise it to 130% light. Glowing light. Radiant light. Intensified light. I am light.
Take another deep breath to the count of four and exhale to the count of eight. Now look out from your Merkaba, spinning at 130% light. And out ahead is a magnificent path of golden light in front of you. Follow this path and see a beacon, a powerful tower of light emanating, beckoning you to him. It is Lord Metatron. Feel his love and his power and his commitment to our crucible. He is inviting us into the quantum field. Merge with him as you go through a portal to the wide open, limitless, and abundant beauty of the quantum field.
As you enter the quantum field, notice what you notice. The delicate sounds, the vibrant colors and hues, some of which you may have never seen before. The exquisite geometries. Notice how it makes you feel to be in this quantum field. Notice the many beautiful beings of light greeting you, all of an exceedingly high vibration. All are friendly and delighted to see you. Notice you are nurtured here. You are fed. You'll want to visit here every day to nourish and charge your light body.
Take another breath and feel the delight in your body as you dance in the quantum field. Notice what colors emanate from you and around you, from your light body. We have been instructed by Metatron to take these energies into our Christed bodies, nourished first through the Merkaba field, attuning to our particular individual soul spirit, color, sound, tonality, and vibration. Then into the light body, then into the merged triadic system, beginning with the fourth triad, and then into the five activated light packets in our DNA. We are reminded that the fifth light packet itself is actually a part of the quantum field and is one of the many, many gifts we received during the light conference. This fifth light packet also resides in our soul star, which is now merged with our spirit. We have received the final iteration of our light body from Yeshua and now anchor this light in these packets and the entire chakra system of the physical body. We are here to anchor the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light pack templates in our light bodies and our physicality. We have been instructed to bring the quantum field to Earth. Remember, the fifth template is about unity, consciousness, and stability. It is our job and our prime directive as a group to hold the stability now for the planet.
Continue to breathe. 4 seconds in. 8 seconds out. Now we are ready. From the quantum field, with our unified field radiating fully at 130% light, from the love that you are, have an intention to transmit love, unity, and stability from the love that you are, from the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that you now fully embody and emanate from all of your being. Breathe into your unified field. Breathe and spin, and give the command, transmit. From your sacred heart, from your physical heart, transmit love, unity, stability. Beginning from wherever you are on the planet, from where you are sitting right now, be aware of your Merkaba. Still in the crucible, still in the quantum field. Aware the three star tetrahedrons that make up your Merkaba. Aware of the first sphere that surrounds and touches all points of your star tetrahedrons. And the second sphere, just outside of the first. Be aware of your light body sitting inside of your Merkaba. Drawing in the light from the quantum field with each breath. And then broadcasting to Earth and to humanity. Broadcast. Wherever you are in the world, into an ever-expanding sphere of love, light, and unity. Expand your sphere around your house, your community, your state, your province. Slowly, our spheres begin to intersect with each other, creating a magnificent flower of light. It expands, surrounds, and penetrates the entire planet. Most of the physical beings on this call, us, are in the United States and Canada. A few of us are in Europe. As our spheres merge, a brand new unity consciousness of love and stability is anchored upon and within the planet Earth. You hold all of this within you, within your heart, within your light body. And very importantly, within your physical body. Remember, you have the physical body. This is required to affect the physical. This is why you are here. Glow the magnificence of your entire being. Bless the world, you incredibly luminous, amazing being of blazing light and love. Fully be who you are.
Now take a few more deep breaths. Counting in 4, exhaling 8. Breathing in light, exhaling love. Breathing in love, exhaling light. We will now call to the 12th dimensional elementals and enter into the holographic etheric sphere with them. And remember that they placed in our sacred hearts on the second day of the conference the 12 dimensional imprints of their qualities of air, water, fire, and earth. Recall this event now in your bodies. Remember the gentle words of the winged ones, the dolphins, the white fire dragon, and the white lion, who transmitted these light codes into your hearts, the power to clear, move through obstacles, purify, transform, stabilize, and ground. Call upon these 12th dimensional light codes now. These light codes in your heart are the original template of the 12th dimensional Christed planet. You now can alchemize them within your own creations, and they are grounded in your physicality. Remember the image of the seed of life, the 6 circles with the 7th in the center, the Genesis pattern of all life, the origination point. Remember that you carry this seed. Imagine this seed of life within you, balanced, stable, holding those 5th, 6th, 7th dimensional templates now from the quantum field in your heart. And now the 12th dimensional etheric elemental templates for carrying your creations. By carrying these templates and this seed, you are giving a tremendous gift to the earth. A return of the Christed matrix to the inner earth beings and the elementals. Remember, the elementals are the essence of all life on earth, and they make up the components of our bodies and sustain all life. So now, dear ones, take a deep breath and imagine the seed template, the 12th dimensional seed template in your heart of air, water, fire, and earth. And transmit this beautiful seed to each of the inner earth communities and observe as it spreads like a crystalline river of light throughout the inner worlds, bringing joy, celebration, and remembrance to the Lemurians, the Telosians, the Andarans, and the Luminaries, to Mother Tara, and all the inner earth elementals. Connect them through your heart to the 12th dimensional winged ones and the dolphins, and the fire dragon, and the white lion. This gift will help them remember their original seed template to stabilize and create in alignment with the 12th dimensional prime directive to be a Christed planet. Transmit the 12th dimensional seed of life. and breathe. Make a special connection to the element of your zodiac sign. Bless and give thanks to this elemental community, transmitting your love and commitment to sending and transmitting stability on a daily basis. Offer gratitude and your seed template, your 12th dimensional template, once again. And breathe. And breathe. Breathe in love. Breathe out light. Breathe in light. Breathe out love.
Now, please sit quietly and allow the transmission to continue until you feel complete. When you feel complete, you may quietly disconnect from your technology and remain quiet for as long as you can, perhaps sitting in gratitude and contemplating what we have done for humanity and the earth today. Blessings and thank you.
Blessings.
continue to sit in this beautiful space that you have created, transmitting in the highest form of your mastery. We will end this call at this time, but you may continue to sit in your space for as long as you like, for it is a beautiful space we have created together. Blessings, dear ones, blessings.